talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go, a getaway Friday, Triskaidekaphobia, Friday the 13th, November the 13th, 2020, 18 minutes past the hour. And we are still doing the Family Feud here on WWGH Radio on this edition of the Exchange Club. The category remains, name something people put on a salad. Now we've got dressing, nuts, seeds, eggs, cheese, vegetables, meat, bacon bits, croutons, salt, and pepper. Did anybody come up with the answer that we are missing during the break? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is the one item that we're missing that belongs on a salad? That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller.
All right, here we go. How about cantaloupe, watermelon, and peaches?
No, none of those. No cantaloupe, no watermelon, does not fall into the category. Things people put on a salad. What are we missing? One item still eludes us. Go ahead, caller.
How about beets?
No beets. Good guess, though. Beets do not make the list. Things you put on a salad. Now remember, we've got dressing, nuts, seeds, eggs, cheese, vegetables, meat, bacon bits, croutons, salt, and pepper. Go ahead, caller.
How about raisins?
No raisins.
All right.
Raisins do not make the list today. Things you put on a salad. What is that one answer that is eluding us to this point? 20 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Let's see if this is it. Go ahead, caller.
How about beans?
No beans. Beans do not make the list. Things you put on a salad. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things you put on a salad. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
How about crackers?
No crackers. Crackers do not make the list. Things you put on a salad. Dressing, nuts, seeds, eggs, cheese, vegetables, meat, bacon bits, croutons, salt, and pepper we got. What's the answer that we are missing? Go ahead, caller.
Garlic?
Not garlic. Garlic does not make the list. Things you put on a salad. That's what we're looking for. Things you put on a salad. Let's see. Well, we lost that caller. Call back in. 740-383-9944. Things you put on a salad. One answer left that we do not have today. What is that answer? Dressing, nuts, seeds, eggs, cheese, vegetables, meat, bacon bits, croutons, salt, and pepper. But there's one answer we do not have. Things that people put on a salad. Does anyone know what that might be? What are we leaving off of this salad? Things you put on a salad. You know, and there's really no way to even give you a hint on this one. It's kind of, it's kind of just you know it or you don't. Things people put on a salad. What is that one thing that we are not remembering? Go ahead, caller.
How about cranberries?
Not cranberries. Good guess, though.
Cranberries was a good guess, but did not make this salad. It's the time of year for cranberries, though. Thanksgiving coming up. Things you put on a salad. One more answer. That's all we need. Then we go to an interesting category, but I love this one because I love the salads. I had two salads yesterday for lunch and dinner. Had one at the Carlisle for lunch, had one at Arby's for dinner. And we're missing the final item here. Things you would put on a salad. Go ahead, caller.
I want vinegar.
Oil and vinegar, that is it. Thank you.
Oil and vinegar was the one thing we were missing. So, name something you would put on a salad. Dressing, nuts, seeds, eggs, cheese, vegetables, meat, bacon bits, croutons, salt and pepper, and oil and vinegar. That rounds out the list today. All right. Let's go on to the next category with 37 minutes left in the broadcast today. Let's see what our next category is here. I believe we have, if I can get these papers separated, I believe that we have 10 answers again. This time, name something you might freeze. All right. 10 answers. Name something you might freeze. 740-383-9944. Name something you might freeze. Does anybody know what that would be? 10 answers. These are interesting answers. I like this category. Something you might freeze. Go ahead, caller.
How about a wedding cake or meat?
A what?
A wedding cake or meat.
Meat is number 5 on the list. I don't see a wedding cake.
No wedding cake on the list, but meat is number 5 on the list. Name something you might freeze. Something you might freeze. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something you might freeze. Go ahead, caller.
Milk and bread.
Milk and bread. Let's see here. Not on the list.
Wow.
I know, interesting. Thank you, though.
No milk and no bread. Things you might freeze. What might you freeze? Go ahead, caller.
How about ice cream?
Ice cream. Let's see here. Good old ice cream is number 6 on the list. You got it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Ice cream, number 6 on the list. Things you might freeze. Meat, number 5. Ice cream, number 6. What are the other 8 answers? Things you might freeze. Go ahead, caller.
How about fresh vegetables?
Vegetables. Let me take a look here. Vegetables, number 8 on the list.
All right.
Thank you.
Vegetables clock in at number 8 on the list. Things you might freeze. Meat, ice cream, vegetables. Those are the ones we have. Go ahead, caller.
Water.
Water, number 1 answer.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Water, number 1 on the list of things you might freeze. We've got water, meat, ice cream, vegetables. What are we missing here? Things you might freeze. Go ahead, caller.
How about ice cubes?
Ice cubes. Let's see here. Not ice cubes, but there's something close to that on here.
All right.
Thank you.
No ice cubes, but there is something close to ice cubes. Something that you might freeze. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things you might freeze. Go ahead, caller.
An ice pack, number two.
Ice pack number two on the list. That is close to ice cubes, in my opinion. Things you might freeze. We've got water, ice pack, meat, ice cream, vegetables. So we've got half of them. We've still got five to go. Things you might freeze. We've got the water, the ice pack, the meat, the ice cream, and the vegetables. What are the other five answers? Things you might freeze. Go ahead, caller.
About popsicles.
Popsicles, number four on the list. You got it.
Right.
Popsicles clocks in at number four today. Things you might freeze. Water, ice pack, popsicles, meat, ice cream, vegetables. Four answers left to go. Things you might freeze. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Coming up on 29 minutes past the hour. Things you might freeze. Still four answers left on the board. What items are we not getting that we would freeze? Go ahead, caller.
How about leftovers? They save for another day.
Leftovers, number three on the list. Thank you.
Leftovers clock in at number three on the list. Things you might freeze. Water, ice pack, leftovers, popsicles, meat, ice cream, and vegetables. We've got all those. What are the three remaining answers? Things you might freeze. We've got water, ice pack, leftovers, popsicles, meat, ice cream, and vegetables. But there are still three answers left. Things you might freeze. And it is now half past the hour. 30 minutes left to go. Are we going to get these three answers in the next 30 minutes? Things you might freeze. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things you might freeze. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Fruit. Strawberries or fruits?
Fruit. Let's see here. Fruit is not on the list.
It's not?
I know. Hard to believe.
It is.
I know. Thank you.
No fruit on the list today. Things you might freeze is the category. Things you might freeze. Three answers left. What are those things in your life that you might freeze? 740-383-9944. Let's see if this is one of the final three answers. Things you might freeze. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, French fries, Scott.
French fries. French fries not on the list.
Thank you.
No French fries on the list today of things you might freeze. We've got water, we've got ice pack, we've got leftovers, we've got popsicles, we've got meat, we've got ice cream, we've got vegetables. Three answers left, things you might freeze. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
How about pizza?
No pizza on the list.
No pizza pies being frozen. Name something you might freeze. Three answers remain. Well, there are a whole lot of things I guess you could freeze. But the three that we want have eluded us so far. Water, ice pack, leftovers, popsicles, meat, ice cream, and vegetables. We've got those. But there are three answers left that we need. Things that you might freeze. Does anybody know what they might be? Things that you might freeze. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Still three big guesses left here in the category of things you might freeze. They are number 7, 9, and 10 on the list. Things you might freeze. What might you freeze? Do we know? We might have hit the stumping point in this one early. Now remember, the category again, things you might freeze. We've got water, ice pack, leftovers, popsicles, meat, ice cream, and vegetables. But there are three answers left. What are they? Things you might freeze. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things you might freeze. Let's see here. Don't forget, we've got the Clarendon United Methodist Church. State Route 95 in Clarendon is holding its 43rd annual Holiday Bazaar on Saturday, November 14th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. All kinds of homemade gifts, baked goods, sweets, homemade noodles, crafts, and much more. All current COVID recommendations will be followed. Clarendon United Methodist Church, Holiday Bazaar. Go ahead, caller.
How about pancakes and waffles?
No pancakes and waffles.
Pancakes and waffles do not make the list. The Clarendon United Methodist Church Holiday Bazaar, 43rd annual, Saturday, November 14th, 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. All right, here's another one. Things you might freeze. Go ahead, caller.
How about turkey?
No turkey. Turkey does not make the list. Things you might freeze. Center Street Community Health Center, drive-through COVID-19 testing site, no out-of-pocket, no doctor's note. Tomorrow, November 14th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Go ahead, caller.
How about eggs?
No eggs.
No eggs?
No eggs.
Okay, thank you.
No eggs make the list. Remember, that's at the Center Street Community Health Center, 136 West Center Street, free COVID testing tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss that. Pull around up, out back. Go ahead, caller.
How about flowers, Scott?
Flowers. No flower on the list.
Thank you.
No flower on the list. All right, things you might freeze. We do not have this. I don't know. I've never heard of frozen eggs, but maybe. You never know. Things you might freeze. Let's see if this is a right answer. Go ahead, caller.
How about cheese and lunch meat?
No cheese, no lunch meat.
No cheese and no lunch meat on the list of things you might freeze. Things you might freeze. Water, ice pack, leftovers, popsicles, meat, ice cream, vegetables. Three answers, hard to get. Go ahead, caller.
How about frozen dinners?
Frozen dinners, good guess. Not on the list, though.
Alrighty.
No frozen dinners on the list. Things you might freeze. What might you freeze? Water, ice pack, leftovers, popsicles, meat, ice cream, vegetables. Three answers left. What might you freeze? Go ahead, caller.
How about like candy bars and candy like that to save for another day?
No candy bars.
Candy bars do not make the list. Those messy chocolate candy bars that might melt. Do not make the list. Name something that you might freeze. Three answers left to go. Something that you might freeze. What would it be? You know, it's interesting because we have three answers left. Usually we get down to one before we have this trouble. But there are still three answers left here in the category of things you might freeze, and we don't have any of the three. Coming up on 38 minutes past the hour here. Things you might freeze. What do we got? Vegetables, ice cream, meat, popsicles, leftovers, ice pack, water. We've got all those. But there are still three answers left. Things you might freeze. What would they be? Go ahead, caller.
Sugar.
Sugar. Not on the list.
Coffee.
Not on the list.
Okay.
Okay.
No sugar, no coffee on the list today. Things you might freeze. Now, coffee is close. Make it a little broader than coffee. Because I really don't know if what they're talking about here is necessarily coffee, but that's kinda close. Things you might freeze, but coffee is kinda close. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Tea?
Not tea, a little broader than tea.
Okay.
Coffee, tea. I don't know if that's not necessary. I don't think that's necessarily what this answer is, but it's close. Let's see here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something you might freeze. Go ahead, caller.
How about bread?
Not bread.
No bread on the list. Things you might freeze. Now, coffee and tea, kind of, in the right category here. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, how about pies?
No pies.
All right.
Pies do not make the list. Name something you might freeze. This is what we're looking for. Three answers left. Go ahead, caller.
How about orange juice?
Not orange juice.
Orange juice does not make the list. Now, remember coffee, tea, orange juice. This is kind of in the realm of where we want to be. Go ahead, caller.
How about the wedding cake?
Not the wedding cake.
The wedding cake does not make the list. Things that people freeze. Now, as I say, coffee, orange juice, tea, that's kind of close to where we want to be, but I don't think it's necessarily specific. Go ahead.
How about concentrate?
Not concentrate.
Thanks, Scott.
Concentrate does not make the list. Things you might freeze. Again, coffee, tea, that's in the right neighborhood. But I don't think this is necessarily talking directly about coffee or tea or orange juice. It's more of a broad definition here. Does anybody know what it is? Things that people freeze? And then there are still two other answers. 740-383-9944 coming up on 42 minutes past the hour. Name things that people freeze. What do we got? These three answers still left.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a milkshake?
Not a milkshake.
Milkshake does not make the list. Name things that people freeze. Coffee, tea, orange juice, but broader at this point. Go ahead, caller.
How about a slushy?
Not a slushy.
No slushy on the list. Name something that people might freeze. This is what we're looking for. Name something that people might freeze. Three answers left. Well, let's see if this is an answer. Go ahead, caller.
Beverages.
Beverages. Drinks. Got it. Thank you.
Drinks is on the list. Number 7. Okay, now we're down to 2. 2 and 17 minutes left to go. Name something that people might freeze. We have water, ice pack, leftovers, popsicles, meat, ice cream, drinks, and vegetables. What are the final 2 answers? Things people freeze. Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody guessed fingers or toes?
You know, nobody has. It's a good time for it, the way the weather is getting, but not on the list.
Okay.
Thank you.
No fingers and toes, although I know somebody whose fingers and toes are like icebergs, except in certain time periods. Name something that you might freeze. We've got water, ice pack, leftovers, popsicles, meat, ice cream, drinks, vegetables, and 2 answers left on the board. 2 answers. Something people freeze. 44 minutes past the hour. Name something that people freeze. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about butter?
No butter on the list.
Okay.
Butter does not make the list. Name something that people freeze. 2 answers left to go. Are we going to get them in the next 15 minutes? I don't know. Well, let's see. I'm trying to think how I could throw a hint out here. Something that people freeze. Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead.
How about berries?
No berries on the list.
Berries do not make the list. Name something that people freeze. That's what we're looking for. Something that people freeze. Now, let's see here if I can help. You know what? I'll help you along if we get to 10 minutes. But I hope somebody gets it. Gets one of these in the next 5 minutes. 45 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Name something that people freeze. We've got water, ice pack, leftovers, popsicles, meat, ice cream, drinks, and vegetables. 2 answers left. Name something that people might freeze. Does anybody know what it would be? Name something that people might freeze. You know, now I bet people are freezing toilet paper. Because heaven knows, during this pandemic, people are buying the toilet paper again, and stores have had to limit what you can buy. Because we're stockpiling toilet paper again for some unknown reason. Why? We have no idea. All right, is anybody going to hit these last 2 answers here? Name something you might freeze? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I got a question, Rob.
Go ahead.
You got beverages on there, right?
Right.
Well, I said slushies,
yeah.
Milkshakes, whatever, they fall under beverages.
Yeah.
But you told me no, and they all fall under the same category.
Well, we had a lady before guess coffee, and the way I think this is set up, I don't think that...
When you got something that falls under the same category, and then you say no, and turn around and give it to somebody else.
What? No, because I did not give it to the lady who said coffee either, or the guy who said tea. So, you know, I don't think, when you have a broad topic like that, drinks, I don't necessarily know, because you could say a milkshake is ice cream. So,
it's hard to tell. So you've really got to be broad on these topics. Because I don't know necessarily who freezes coffee. I don't know who freezes tea. So I don't know that you can give those as answers. Now, when you're talking about tomatoes and things, vegetables on a salad, that's understandable. But when it comes to freezing drinks, you know, I just don't know. Because like I said, a milkshake could fall under ice cream. And a slushie might even fall under an ice cream product. So I think that's kind of how it goes. But we still have two answers left that people can hit right on the nose here. What do we got? Name something that you might freeze. Name something that you might freeze. Does anybody know what these remaining two answers are? Apparently not. And it's not a milkshake. It's not a slushie. It's none of those. What's the final two answers? Name something you might freeze. 49 minutes past the hour. Do we know what the last two answers are? We've got water, ice pack, leftovers, popsicles, meat, ice cream, drinks, vegetables, and what are the final two? Go ahead, caller.
Some people, when they die, freeze their bodies.
Some people do. It didn't make the list, but they're right up in Michigan freezing those bodies.
Okay.
Thank you.
Not the body. Name something people freeze. You know, I like that thinking outside the box, though. I think that would help here in this category. Name something that people freeze. Water, ice pack, leftovers, popsicles, meat, ice cream, drinks, and vegetables. We're about at 50 minutes past the hour. Only 10 minutes left to go here. Okay. Let me try to help with these last two answers. Okay. One of these things is something that you do. It's a place you go, is what I should say. It's a place you go. Something that people freeze. A place that you go. Kind of popular this time of year. What would that be? Name something that people freeze. Again, it would be a place that you go. Popular this time of year, what would that be? Name something that people freeze. A lot of people go to these. They're all over the place. Does anybody know the answer? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something that people freeze. Now again, this is a place that people go, something that people do, very popular this time of year. Something people freeze. Go ahead, caller.
How about a taxidermist?
Not a taxidermist, but a good guess.
Thanks, Scott.
No taxidermist. Name something that people freeze. A place you would go, particularly this time of year. People do this. It certainly has to be frozen. What would it be? Do we know the answer? Go ahead, caller.
An ice rink.
A skating rink. You got it. Thank you.
All right. Now, with 8 minutes left to go, we're down to one answer. Now, the last answer we have on something you might freeze is not something that's cold. How about that? You don't actually, you would not put this in the freezer. It's not something you freeze that way. So that's the clue on that one. It's not something you would put in a freezer. Okay, but it is something you can freeze. So the question is, name something you might freeze. We've got water, ice pack, leftovers, popsicles, meat, ice cream, drinks, vegetables, and a skating rink. But what is the final answer? With 7 minutes left to go, what do we got? Go ahead, caller.
How about vegetable soup or chili?
Not vegetable soup or chili, but you're making me hungry.
Yeah, me too.
I know. Thank you. God.
Not vegetable soup or chili. Now, this is something, again, that you would not put in a freezer, but it's something you can freeze. But you wouldn't put it in a freezer. What is that? Now, there's one for the old noggin, for the old brain. Name something that you might freeze. One answer left to go, and under 7 minutes now left in the broadcast. We've got water, ice pack, leftovers, popsicles, meat, ice cream, drinks, vegetables, skating rink.
Go ahead, caller.
Ice skating rink.
Not skating. No, close though.
Tried.
Skating rink. Well, skating rink was number 9, but we already had that on the list. 6 minutes left to go. What is this thing? This freezing thing. Go ahead, caller.
Well, a policeman might freeze a burger when he goes, freeze.
That's a good one. Not on the list, but definitely more in the realm. Thank you.
Definitely more in the spirit of things. They do yell freeze, don't they? Freeze, don't move. Name something you might freeze. What is this thing with about 5 minutes left to go? Go ahead, caller.
Ice.
Not ice, but a good guess.
All right.
Ice is not what we were looking for. Name something you might freeze. What would that be? That last thing that you might freeze. Water, ice pack, leftovers, popsicles, meat, ice cream, drinks, vegetables, and skating rink. Those are the answers that we have, but there's one answer left. Kind of an obtuse answer. Go ahead, caller.
How about a pack of cigarettes?
Nope, not on the list.
All right, thanks.
We're looking for things that you might freeze. We've got 9 of the 10. One left to go with about 4 minutes left in the broadcast today. 740-383-9944. 4 minutes left to go. Name something you might freeze. We've got water, ice pack, leftovers, popsicles, meat, ice cream, drinks, vegetables, skating rink, and there's one thing left. Now remember, it's kind of a, it's not something you would put in the freezer. It's not something like that. But people do freeze it. Go ahead, caller.
How about their money when they hide it in the freezer?
Not hiding the money in the freezer, no, but a good guess.
Not hiding the money in the freezer. But what could this be? Name something you might freeze. Now you wouldn't... This is not something you would put in the freezer. You wouldn't freeze it that way. What could it be? Go ahead, caller.
Dead body.
Well, you certainly want to do that, but it does not make the list today.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Yes, we don't like those stray dead bodies laying around that have not been frozen. We prefer those frozen in this society. Things you might want to freeze. We've got water, ice pack, leftovers, popsicles, meat, ice cream, drinks, vegetables, skating rink. What is that last item? Things you want to freeze. Go ahead, caller.
Your accounts.
Yes, your bank accounts. You got it. Thank you.
Slipped in at the end there. You freeze your bank account. That is it. So, name something that you might freeze. Water, ice pack, leftovers, popsicles, meat, ice cream, drinks, vegetables, skating rinks, and bank account. Those are things that you might freeze. All right. Do want to remind everybody, the Clarendon United Methodist Church on State Route 95 in Clarendon is holding its 43rd Holiday Bazaar on Saturday, November the, let's see, on 43rd Annual Holiday Bazaar on Saturday, November the 14th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will be all kinds of homemade gifts, baked goods, sweets, homemade noodles, crafts, and much more. All current COVID recommendations will be followed. The Clarendon United Methodist Church, State Route 95 in Clarendon, 43rd Annual Holiday Bazaar, tomorrow, November 14th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Center Street Community Healthcare Center, drive-through COVID testing this weekend, Saturday, November 14th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., 136 West Center Street here in Marion. No out-of-pocket cost, no doctor's note needed. Results should be received within 3 to 5 days. Please bring insurance card if available. Common symptoms of COVID, fever, chills, cough, muscle ache, shortness of breath, headache, loss of taste or smell, tiredness. If you have any questions, call 740-751-6380. That's 740-751-6380. Center Street Community Health Center. Free COVID testing, November 14th, this Saturday, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. So that's all the information I've got for today. I hope you have a great weekend. Stay safe out there. Do what you have to do to stay safe. Tune in tonight. We'll be live 8 to 10 from the studio. We did very well on the Family Feud today. And, we'll see what happens tonight and as we head into next week. 8 to 10 tonight on this station. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. For legendary Emmy Award-winning actor best known for Hugh Grant on The Mary Moore Show.